This is Florida News Now.
When Florida lawmakers agree to a budget that includes about $7,500 for each public school student, that may be a bit deceiving. Florida Tax Watch's Bob Neva says that figure doesn't include additional expenditures like school construction, Broward's voter-approved general obligation bonds, and debt capacity. The true cost of educating a K through 12th grader is closer to $11,000.
If we're going to talk about what we spend on each student, then we need to talk about what we actually spend on each student.
Florida House and Senate members are currently negotiating education budgets for the new year. They're about $600 million apart. Pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc expected in a New York City courtroom to plead guilty for mailing explosive devices to South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other critics of President Trump. The 56-year-old Miami area man initially pleaded not guilty, but is expected to switch his plea as part of a deal for a lighter sentence. He faces life in prison. New questions about the Chinese tech executives who were introduced to President Trump by the woman who owns a chain of South Florida day spas. Cindy Yang arranged Mar-a-Lago photos with the president, but there's no record of the $50,000 payments to the president's campaign fund for the photo. Selling tickets to campaign fundraisers without disclosing the buyer violates federal election law. Yang founded but no longer owns the Jupiter Day Spa, recently raided as part of a sex trafficking investigation. A lawsuit against Spirit Airlines for removing a woman's daughter from a flight without her knowledge. The woman boarded a plane in Tampa with two kids. One was allegedly removed by Spirit officials to make room for another passenger. The child was left unsupervised at the Tampa airport for 3 hours. With spring break in full swing, Fort Lauderdale cops are launching Bar Watch, aimed at preventing sexual assaults before they happen. Officers and local bar staff have been trained to identify and act on potentially dangerous situations. That's your Florida News. I'm Al Lewis.
This is FNN, the Florida News Network.